Hello, and thank you for listening today. My name is Russ Marin. I am the pastor of Monclova Road Baptist Church. I'd like to read to you today from Luke chapter 4, beginning at verse 18. This is Jesus Christ when he preached at the synagogue in Nazareth. He says in verse 18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Then the Bible says he closed the book, he closed the scroll, and he looked up at the people there and he said, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." What he is saying is, "I am the Messiah. I have come to preach to the brokenhearted. I have come to preach to the poor. I not only am the Son of God, I am God the Son. I am God in the flesh." This was a historic message. So today, I'm going to start in Luke chapter 4, and then I'm going to take you to the Gospel of Luke chapter 12. So I hope you have your Bibles close by. Let's go right now to the Monclova Road Baptist Church Auditorium for today's message.
I'd like for you to turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of Luke chapter 4. Gospel of Luke chapter 4. And when you get to that spot, hold your place and turn to Isaiah 61. We're going to read Luke 4, and then we're going to read Isaiah 61. Here's the setting for this passage. Jesus Christ from Nazareth has returned. He has just been baptized. He's beginning his ministry. And he walks into a synagogue in Nazareth. And he's going to read scripture that we know as Isaiah 61. Luke chapter 4, verse 18, Jesus is reading. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister, and he sat down, and the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And in verse 21, the Bible says, "And he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." This day, today, this scripture that I just read has been fulfilled. Well, what did it say? It said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. I have come to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to heal the blind, to raise the dead. This scripture is fulfilled." What Jesus is saying is, "I am the Messiah. I am God in the flesh, Jesus Christ." Amen? So it's pretty exciting. That probably people sitting there had to take notice. Now I want you to turn back to Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61 is the place in scripture that he was reading. So it's going to say basically the same thing here. Isaiah 61, verse 1. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." So he's quoting from Isaiah 61 when he was in the synagogue in Nazareth. However, at Nazareth, he did not finish the verse. He stopped with, "to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord," because that's where he was. He was talking about his first coming. "I am here. I have been baptized. I have been anointed by the Holy Spirit. And I am beginning my ministry right now here in your midst. This scripture is fulfilled." But he did not read the rest of verse 2 in Isaiah 61, and I want to read that to you. And it says, and the day of vengeance of our God. He said, I am here to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and I'm here to proclaim the day of vengeance of our God. Now I want you to turn back to Luke, and I want you to turn to chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. I'm going to begin reading at verse 49. And this passage deals with what you might call the second act. The first act, Jesus Christ came to this world in human flesh. God dwelt in flesh in the form of a man. He lived a sinless, perfect life here on earth. He went to Calvary. He was beaten. He was mocked. He was spit upon. He was nailed to the cross. He bled and he died. That's first act. He was buried, rose again. That's first act. Now in Luke 12, verse 49, it's going to talk about the day of vengeance. You might say this is act two. We have experienced act one. We have seen Christ come, live a sinless life, go to Calvary, die on the cross, buried, and raised from the dead. We've seen that. We know that. That's history. But we have not come yet to act two, when Christ is coming the second time, and it will be the day of vengeance. The first time was a day of salvation. The second time will be a day of damnation. Let's look. Luke 12, verse 49. Jesus says, I am come to send fire on the earth. I am come to send fire on the earth. There's quite a change here. The first time he came to be the Savior of the world. His second coming says, I am come to send fire on the earth, and what will I if it be already kindled? Look at verse 50. It says, but I have a baptism to be baptized with. Baptism means to be immersed or submerged. Jesus was going to be baptized in sorrow. Jesus was going to be immersed in sorrow. He was going to be baptized in suffering. He was going to suffer. He was going to die. Jesus has said, I have a baptism to be baptized with. I have to go to the cross. I have to suffer there. I have to die there. A baptism to be baptized with. And it says, and how am I immediately till it be accomplished? Verse 51. He says, suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth. Now remember now, he says, do you suppose I'm here to bring peace on earth? He says, I tell you no, but rather division. I'm not come, he's talking about the second coming now. I'm not come to bring peace. I have come to bring division. Verse 52 says, for from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. So Jesus says, I have come not to bring peace, I have come to bring division. Now, do you know this verse? In Matthew 24, verse 40 and verse 41, the Bible says there'll be two women in the field. And if these two women are working in the field, the Bible says one shall be taken and the other one left. It says two women shall be at the mill. One shall be taken and the other one left. He's talking about the rapture of the church. One day Christ is going to come. There'll be two women in the field, and one will be taken into heaven, the one that's saved, the one that's trusted Christ, and one that is not saved will be left. Two women will be in the mill. One that is saved will be taken. The one that's not saved will be left. In Matthew 13, verse 40 through 42, the Bible says the angels will come. God will send the angels to come and gather the tares together. Now, in Matthew 13, it talks about the wheat and the tares. says the wheat is a picture of believers, those who have repented of their sin, trusted Christ as Savior, and the tares look like believers. They look like wheat, but they're really not saved. And the Bible says in Matthew 13 that God will send the angels to gather the tares together. The unsaved will be gathered together. And the Bible says they will cast them into the furnace of fire, wailing and gnashing of teeth. Have you ever been around someone, maybe yourself, where the pain was so great that you wailed, you cried out in pain? Or have you ever been in a situation where the pain was so intense that you gritted your teeth? You gritted your teeth in pain? The Bible says that the tares will be cast into hell, cast into the fiery furnace, and there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. It's a picture of eternal hell. In Matthew 13, just a little farther down, verse 49 and 50, the Bible says that God will send the angels and they'll separate the wicked from the just. And it says the wicked will be cast into the furnace of fire. It's a picture of hell. I believe it is the untold message in churches today. It's the message that's not being told. The first act is being told. Jesus has come. He's lived a sinless life. He suffered and died. He was buried. He rose from the dead. That message is being told. The message that God is love is being told. But the message that's not being told today by very many preachers is the message of Christ's second coming. Act 2. The second coming, when the angels will gather up the tares, gather up the unsaved, and that they will be cast into an eternal hell, into a fiery furnace. And God says in this passage in Luke 12, I've come to bring division. Why division? Because there's such a great division. There's such a great difference between the saved and the unsaved. Such a great difference between a person that knows Christ as Savior and a person that rejects Christ. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, it says, do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. He said, how? How can righteousness, a believer, have fellowship with an unbeliever? How can light have fellowship with darkness? You can't. You can't mix light and darkness. When light comes into a room, there is no darkness. So there's nothing between a believer and a non-believer. There's a great difference. In fact, in Luke 16, verse 26, when it's talking about the rich man going to hell and the beggar Lazarus going to heaven, the Bible says what? He says, there is a great gulf fixed between these two. A great gulf between heaven and hell. And once you're in heaven, you'll never be in hell. And once you're in hell, you'll never see heaven. You'll never be in heaven. So Christ brings division. It seems so tragic, but it's so true. In Revelation 20, verse 15, it says, whosoever's name is not written in the Lamb's book of life shall be cast into the fiery furnace, cast into an eternal hell. In Revelation 21, verse 8, it says the whoremongers, the adulterers, the sorcerers, and all liars shall be cast in to an eternal hell. The message that is not being preached today. Our world, God is going to divide our world into two groups, the saved and the unsaved.